Well, good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Catherine Jordan Latham, and I am blessed to call CUMC my home church. My husband grew up here, and when we started dating, this was the church that I started attending. When we got engaged, this is the church that we were engaged in. This is the church we got married in. This is the church that affirmed my candidacy as I continue to work on my ordination journey. This is the church that has prayed for us for so many things, and this is the church that we do call home. So it is so awesome to see all of you this morning, and it's so great to be in your company. Will you pray with me? Holy and awesome God, we are so grateful for the ways that you have been at work in the world and in us this week. We ask that you open us up this morning, that you open us up to your presence in this place, to your word for your community, that you open us up to your potential and possibility stirring among us. So open our ears and our eyes and our hearts and our souls to encounter you this day. Amen. So as we gather this morning, I want us to consider how we would finish this sentence. Happiness for me is ... So think about it. Happiness for me is. When I was in elementary school, we sang for one of our chorus concerts the finale from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, if you've ever seen that movie or the show, right? And it starts out and it says, happiness is finding a pencil, knowing a secret, telling the time. Happiness is learning to whistle, tying your shoe for the very first time. Happiness is playing the drum in your own school band. And happiness is walking hand in hand. I think those are good reasons. All those things are things that the characters were working towards throughout that movie, and they sing this song together with joy. Simple things that made them feel good inside and brought smiles to their faces. And we too can add to this list of happiness, right? Kind words that a stranger may have said. Being recognized for a good job on something at school or at work. Heck, finding our favorite ice cream in the freezer after a really rough Monday. Those are things of happiness. See, happiness tends to happen to us. It brings us a momentary feeling, but ultimately, I hate to break it to you, happiness can fade just like that ice cream tub can be empty. Yet these same things can also bring us joy. See, happiness and joy aren't the same thing. And joy endures. See, joy is a choice of sorts. And we are called as people of faith to be joy-filled and joyful. To choose to be joy-filled and joyful means there is something deeper in play, a rootedness within each of us that we tend and care for. And as we continue in this sermon series of Stop Being Nice, today we are being called to be joyful. Now, the Bible says many things about joy if you've read it. In the English Standard Version of the Bible, the words joy, rejoice, and joyful appear a total of 430 times. But happy and happiness only appear 10 times. See, we find that joy is a gift from God. And that joy is a fruit of the Spirit. We see again and again through Scripture that joy is lasting. Joy encourages, joy satisfies the heart in a special way we can't always describe. So it really makes sense when we think about it that God calls us to be joy-filled and joyful. So our scripture that Christy read for us today from John 15, Jesus says that joy comes from abiding in Christ, but also from being pruned. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand how joy comes from abiding, from trusting in, from being rooted in Christ. But being pruned? See, pruning is uncomfortable and possibly painful. Pruning is messy and awkward, yet Christ tells us that pruning is necessary. The Living Bible translation reads the first three verses of our scripture in this way: I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He lops off every branch that doesn't produce, and he prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops. He has already tended you by pruning you back for greater strength and usefulness by means of the commands I gave you. Pruning is necessary. And anyone who has ever gardened will tell you how important pruning is. It is a strategic action done to bring out the best in the end. We find that pruning, proper pruning, leads to abundance. And as we consider what it means to stop being nice, I ask all of you, what are the things that you need pruned in your life? Is it behavior or habits? Is it relationships and or interactions? Is it physical things? Is it emotional things? What are the things that are stopping you from living fully as joy-filled and joyful? To see the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of joy in your life, you must trust the source and the gardener owning that even though it might be hard, pruning only makes you stronger. Our relationships with God need to be our top priority in every aspect of our life. When we're driving down 287, when we're in the grocery store, when we are just walking in our own backyard, we cannot continue to compromise the nurturing of our relationship, our connectedness with God. We need to nurture it so it is good. You, we, me cannot continue to hold on to the things of death and decay in our lives. You, we need to allow pruning to happen so that we can be joy-filled and joyful, resting in the truth that above all else, we are each uniquely loved and beloved by an ever gracious God. We must be connected to God to live in this world well. So to be joyful is choosing to root ourselves in the things and the one who has established joy from creation and continues to establish joy today. To be joyful calls for a shift in our perspectives, in how we see each other, how we see ourselves, and how we see the world. When we are filled with joy, everything changes, our attitude, our behaviors, the way we speak. When we are joy-filled and joyful, we tend to trust in the possibility around us a little more, pushing aside the doubts and fears and hesitations we may have. When we are joy-filled and joyful, we find joy in celebrating the simplest things that bring us happiness, like finding a pencil and learning to tie our shoes. Beloved, this day, God is calling each of us to be joyful.
As people of faith, our joy is only reinforced by our community. That is why our communal worship is so important and so necessary. This time and this place on Sunday morning allow us to come as we are, whether filled with great happiness or great sorrow, and encounter God's love and joy for ourselves through connecting with one another. This time and this place call us to sit with one another in whatever emotions we are holding this week, offering simply who we are and nothing more. This time and this place calls us back and back and back so we remember who we are rooted in. Beloved, if we are to stop being nice truly, then we cannot stay the same. If we are to stop being nice, we need to remove the things that distract and detract us from God. If we are to stop being nice, we need to recommit ourselves to the way of Jesus. If we are to stop being nice, we need to choose to be joyful.